keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Amy and Ben with your 8am Satnines. In local news, Queensland Liberal National Party leader Tevik Crisfoli withdrew his support for a path to treaty yesterday after the First Nation Institute and truth-telling inquiry that passed Parliament 5 months ago. Wayne Butcher, the mayor of the Lockhart River Regional Shrine Council, felt shocked and said, quoted, "It's almost political racism, as it's an agenda that's more for the political gain rather than helping or supporting Aboriginals and Torres Strait Islanders people." Mr. Butcher and Robbie Sands, the mayor of Kowamyama Regional Shrine Council, wrote a letter on behalf of the 17 Council and Shrine to Mr. Christopherly, asking to reconsider their backslip and said their position will not help address disadvantage in First Nation communities.
Brisbane City Council has raised concerns about housing affordability after a local government association of Queensland motion passed this week. The motion would allow local governments to approve developments if they provided desired outcomes such as social and affordable housing. But according to Brisbane City Council's Civic Cabinet Planning Chair Adam Allen, legislative control is needed to maintain the affordability of such developments long term. Allen noted the supply of homes is a more effective way of addressing housing affordability.
In national news, a cross-section of New South Wales politician called itself the New South Wales Parliamentary Friends of Palestine issued a letter saying they stand with Palestinians and the Palestinian Australian community who are facing a catastrophic crisis. The letter starts with the condemnation of the terrible acts of terror committed by Hamas and calls for the immediate release of hostage taken during the October 7 attack. Jihid Deep, one of the members of the New South Wales front bench, said, quoted, "It is important to acknowledge the losses of all civilians living in the Israel-Hamas war, as well as the Palestinians and Israel lives that have been lost over the course of the many years of conflicts between the two parties."
The Dragon Search South Australia project calls for more images of an unusual leafy sea dragon seen off Kangaroo Island. Marine biologist Janine Baker and her team discovered a picture of a unique leaf sea dragon uploaded by diver Steve Joan, with leaves on the top of its crown appendage and crest pointing backward. Ms. Baker added it is important for beach users and divers to be aware of the code of conduct in place for people entering the water in areas with sea dragons, and not to touch or hold sea dragons, and to stay at least 2 meters away from them.
In international news, Nicaragua government had released 12 Catholic priests following negotiation with local church leaders and the Vatican. The priests were charged with numerous offences such as treason amidst President Daniel Ortega crackdown on anti-government protests in response to social security cuts in 2018. Ortega has previously accused the purge of attempting to overthrow his government and organizing violent groups. Amidst a worsening human rights situation across the country, the 12 priests were flown to Rome last Wednesday.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.